Now it's a murder. Somebody taking your husband's life for what appears to be no reason, you know?
This is my first time cheating on him. It was one time thing with me.
This is 33-year-old Lashiria Hastings, a cheating wife responsible for the death of her own husband. And although she will do anything to get detectives to believe she's just an innocent witness, it isn't going to be as easy as she imagines.
How do you think he got stabbed?
I have no idea.
Just keep in mind that it is a sworn statement for a murder investigation, okay? It's against the law to lie to the police in a sworn statement. It's considered perjury, okay?
No, baby, no. You gave me go, baby. No.
Sometime after 5 a.m. on August 20th, 2017, Randall and Lashiria arrived at a close friend's home after a long night of drinking. Wasted and tired, Randall soon realized that he had lost his phone and decided to go look for it inside of his car. Lashiria wanted to help him and went to the car with Randall. The next thing that everyone in the area heard was Lashiria sobbing, panicking, and screaming. And right next to her was Randall, lying on the floor, clutching his chest. He had just been stabbed, and there was blood everywhere. Panic erupted as 911 calls began pouring in from the people who found Randall. At 5:50 a.m., officers from the Lubbock Police Department arrived at the scene. Assessing the situation, they transferred Randall, who was bleeding profusely, to a nearby hospital. Although Randall battled for his life the best he could, he had lost too much blood. He was pronounced dead after emergency services tried everything to stabilize him. It was at this point that one thing was blatantly clear. Lashiria was the only person who saw Randall before he was stabbed. But why would a wife kill her own husband, the father of her children? And why would she do it at that specific moment when there wasn't even an argument? There were only two witnesses of the crime, and one of them was dead. So the officer took the only other witness, Lashiria, into custody as the primary suspect. They began her interview shortly after her arrest. The following footage has been provided to us by the Lubbock, Texas Police Department.
I'm just gonna turn on this recorder real quick. I'm gonna go figure out. Bro. Talk to him real quick. Alright?
Yes.
Need water or anything?
No, I'm just cold.
If I had a jacket or a bucket, I'll let you know. What kind of phone? Okay. Did you already ask her for this?
I haven't asked her for this.
I'm gonna show you this phone real quick. And you said earlier that you had provided consent to for us to download your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a passcode on it?
Yes.
What is the passcode?
My fingerprint.
Your fingerprint, or is there like another code?
It's a knock.
A knock?
Like you got a knock on it.
How do you do it?
You go like this, and then three.
So is it like on the number keypad?
No.
Seen one of those before.
What's your name?
Lashiria.
How do you spell your first name?
L-A-S-H.
Okay.
U-R-R-I-E.
Or I-E?
I-A.
I-A. Hastings?
Mm-hmm.
H-A-S-T-I-N-G-S?
Yes.
Okay. What's the phone number on that phone? Was that a... Is it black or maybe blue?
It's black.
Okay, we're looking for evidence related to this investigation. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you consent to us viewing the contents of your phone or downloading the contents, just need to sign right there. Hey, maybe just my pass. Text.
Okay. I'm a record statement. It's a recorded statement, okay? It's for the investigation. Today's date is August 20, 2017. It's 8:27 a.m. in reference to case number 17-28053. Can you spell your name again for me?
L-A-S-H-B-U-R-R-I-A.
Do you have a middle name?
Amberia Nicole.
Can you spell that for me?
A-M-B-R-E-I-A. Nicole.
N-I-C-O-L-E? And your last name is Hastings. How long have y'all been in Lubbock?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Paducah's a couple hours away, isn't it?
How long have you been, like, as far as
this
today?
Week. This, okay. Yeah, this week.
I came, I made it in town about 3 today. I mean, yesterday.
Okay. And was Ray already here?
Yes, he lives here.
And y'all are married?
Yes.
Legally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's his last name?
Stewart.
Okay. What's his legal first name?
Randall.
Okay. And, does he have a mom that lives here?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Patricia Price.
Do you know where she lives at? Okay. How long have you and Ray been married again?
We've been married for a year. We've been together for 2.5
Okay. What's Patricia's phone number?
I have no idea.
Okay. And, so you got to town at 3 o'clock. Were you supposed to, are you just coming to town because to see Ray?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been?
We had a, baby shower to go to, but, I mean, I come down here to see my husband.
Okay.
And then sometimes he goes down here.
Okay, so you get in town at 3, and what do you do
at
all day?
At 3, I get here, and I go to his job, and we sit at his job, whatever, and then about 4-ish, I left his job and went to the baby shower. And then after that, I went back to his job and we stayed there till he got off work, till about 7.
Okay, and what do y'all do after that?
After we left his job, we went to, I dropped him off at his mom's house and he took a shower and I took my kids to his aunt's.
Okay.
And then I went to Kohl's and got something to wear for tonight. And then I went back to his mom's house, picked him up, and then we went to Cujo's.
Okay. Who all was at Cujo's?
Me, him, and my cousin went in my car.
What's your cousin's name?
Her name is Desiree.
How do you spell that?
D-E-S-I-R-E-E.
What's her last name?
Excuse me. Lyles. L-Y-L-E-S. L-Y-L-E-S. Louth.
Okay, how old is she?
I don't know.
Does she have a nickname?
Red.
Okay. So you, Ray, and Red go and y'all start at Cujo's. Do y'all beat Alexis and Julius there?
Them.
How long were y'all there for?
We were probably there an hour before they came.
Okay. And what are y'all doing there?
Me and Red ate. Ray walked around the club. He wasn't really. Me and Red sat at the bar. And he walked around the club, mingling, or whatever.
Okay. And then, what time did y'all leave there?
We left there roughly about 1:15.
Okay. And where do y'all go after that?
After that, we took Red back home, and then we went to, I think we went to 7-Eleven, I'm not sure, but we ended up going to Alexis' cousin's house.
Okay. Do you know where Desiree lives at? What's her address?
She's standing in Stone Hollow. I don't know the address.
Okay.
Address. I just wanted to get there.
Do y'all stop at the 7-Eleven off of Parkway?
Yeah, the one by the car wash.
Yeah, okay. And y'all then go to Victoria's cousin's house. And what are y'all doing there?
He stayed outside for the most part, and I was in the house playing beer pong with everybody else.
Okay. And so it's you, Ray, Alexis, and Julius that are there that you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what time do y'all leave there?
I can't even tell you what time we left. I want to say about 5. About 5, me and Ray had left.
Okay. And at that time, y'all go back home?
We were looking for a hotel to get, and we couldn't find one. So he said he had to go do something. So I took him home. I dropped him off at his house.
Where does he live at?
With his mom.
Okay.
I dropped him off with his mom, and then I told him I'll be back, and I had left, and I went to Aunt's house. And I never got out the car because Ant never answered the phone. So, and I was texting Ant, he never answered the phone. So then after that, Ray called me and was like, he was ready, so come get him. So I was like, I'm on my way. So then I went to pick him up. Well, when I was coming up, it was a car coming out of his mom's driveway.
What kind of car was that?
I don't, like, it was like, I could, like, I was probably like three houses down, and it was a car coming out. I don't know what kind of car it was. I just know it was coming out and it was leaving. And so then when he got in the car, his phone went to ringing, and he didn't answer it. And then it rang again, and he answered it, and it was his daughter's baby, his daughter's mom or whatever. And then he was like, I don't got time for her, or whatever, whatever. And then she started texting his phone. And then we went to the gas station at 7-Eleven. And then after we left 7-Eleven, we went back to Julia's house.
What 7-Eleven y'all go on?
Or Easy Mart, off 50th and University.
Okay.
I get them confused.
50th and there's a 7-Eleven there.
There's 7-Eleven. Okay, that's where we went to get gas.
And you know his phone? What kind of phone does Ray have?
I don't know. I think it's the LG.
Okay. Do you know his passcode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have no idea what his code is.
Okay. Do you know his phone number? Okay. And so he's getting these messages. Y'all stop at 7-Eleven, and then y'all go to...
We go to Julia's house.
Okay.
We went over there to go to sleep since we couldn't find a hotel.
Okay.
The timeline that Lasheria gives is scattered, but it is possible to summarize. At 3 p.m. on August 19th, Lasheria arrived in town to visit her husband and attend a baby shower. By 7 p.m., she came to pick Randall up and dropped her children off at her aunt's house. Then, along with one of her cousins she met up with, the three went to a local bar where they stayed until 1:15 a.m. Lasheria dropped her cousin off and started to look for a hotel to stay the night. When the couple failed to find one, Randall asked to be dropped at his mother's house for an errand he had to run. It was hours from this point onwards, close to 5 a.m., that the two went to a 7-Eleven and settled at their friend Julius's house. This was the exact location where Randall was stabbed and then transported to a hospital. It is important to note that Randall did not die at this point in time. He was still alive, and Lasheria is not aware of the fact that her husband had been pronounced dead.
And so when y'all get there, you pull up.
Yeah, we
is he getting any more phone calls on the way too?
I don't. Oh well, yeah. Like she was calling and texting his phone.
Do you know what she's saying?
No. He tried to show me, and I was like, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Okay.
Like it's been a whole bunch of crap with her, and I was like, I don't want to have anything to do with that. And so he was like, babe, I don't know why she calling me and all this stuff or whatever. And the only conversation I heard was she was like, if your wife is there with you, why are you calling me? So I don't know if he called her first or what happened, but she was like, if your wife is there with you, I don't know if she called, why are you calling me or something. And then when we pulled up to Jermaine's house, I got out the car first and I walked in. He was still outside. Like, I thought he was behind me, but he was still outside. I don't know. I guess he was looking for his phone. Because when I sat on the couch, like about 10 minutes later, that's when he comes in the house and he was like, babe, can you call my phone? Because I can't find my phone. And that's when I called him.
So you walk in the house and he's like 10 minutes later?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
And then he walks in the house and he's like, can you call my phone?
Because he couldn't find you.
What's going on inside the house when you walk?
Nothing. Bang and Jermaine. Bang was messing with Jermaine's hair. Jermaine was on the laptop.
Okay.
Messing with music.
And so you start calling his phone?
I didn't call his phone until he came in and said call his phone.
Okay. And so he walks back outside.
Mm-hmm.
How long was he outside?
I let the phone ring until it went to voicemail. And when he didn't answer, then I went out there to go help him look for it. But then when I get like to the door, like where their door is, I heard yelling. So I didn't know if he was on his phone arguing or what. But I heard yelling, and when I got out, like, I could see him talking to somebody or whatever. And I was like, babe, he was facing this way. Like, he was like in front of my car, facing this way. And he was arguing with some dude. I don't know, like I couldn't see. I just heard two men voices. And so then the dude took off when I said, babe, or whatever. And it was a car. It was a car that was parked at the end of the street when we pulled up. But like I said, when I walked in the house, I didn't see anybody.
What kind of car was that?
It was, I don't know what kind of car it was. Like, I wasn't paying attention to the cars. Like I said, it was a whole group of cars on the street or whatever. And I just went and parked because I was going to his house. Like, I wasn't paying attention to detail or anything like that. And then when I said, babe, or whatever, then the dude took off running or whatever. I don't know if he jumped in the car or not. I don't know, the car was gone.
Which way did he take off running?
Towards, like, the direction my car was, even that way.
Lashiria manages to muddy the waters even more by introducing a third party into her story. Not only that, but she is extremely vague with what she says. Either she goes into irrelevant details, like the car pulling out of the driveway, or skips important information like why they needed to spend a night in the hotel or why they came to their friend's house. Suspects often use tactics like this one to come off as cooperative while skipping important details. Lashiria continues to do this as she begins to describe the most important event, Randall's death.
So you would have saw him running down the street?
Yes, like I seen him running.
What was he wearing?
I couldn't tell, it was dark. Like,
what did he look like?
I couldn't see his face. I couldn't even see my husband. I just knew that was my husband because he's tall or whatever. But I couldn't even see my husband or whatever. And then when I said babe, he took off. And my husband was hitting his chest like, F you, or something like that, so if something, and I was like, babe, and then he walked back to the car, so I didn't know he was hurt until he fell, and so when I see him fall, that's when I took off running over there, and I was like, babe, get up, and he wouldn't move, and then I rolled him over, and that's when I seen all the blood, and I was looking for my phone, and I grabbed his phone, and I was trying to call 911, but his phone was locked, so I couldn't. So I ran in there, and I got Jermaine, and I was like, y'all, he bleeding. Like, I don't know what happened, he bleeding. And when Jermaine took off running outside, and I was looking for my phone to call 911, but I couldn't find it. And then my cousin was calling 911, and then Alexis said she had y'all on the line or whatever. So when she said that, I ran back out there trying to help Jermaine take off his clothes and apply pressure and stuff or whatever.
And so let's go back. You just heard another man?
Like when I got to, no, I didn't hear the man at first. I just heard arguing.
What were they saying?
I just heard voices. Like I heard arguing, right? So I thought he was on the phone arguing still.
You don't know what he was saying?
I don't know what he was saying.
Okay.
I just heard him yelling and I assumed he was on the phone arguing. I didn't know somebody was out there.
Okay. And then, when you walked outside, you actually heard another man's voice.
Yes.
Was it just one man's voice?
Yes.
And you only saw one person run from?
Yes, I only seen
one. Was he standing there next to your husband?
Like they were about to fight. Okay. They were in front of each other.
And but you don't know any physical descriptions of this guy. Was he heavy set? Fat?
No, he was like skinny like my husband.
Shorter or taller?
A little bit shorter.
Is he black, white, or Hispanic?
I'll say black because I can see it was dark because sometimes.
Okay. But you're not. And you said that there was a car parked. How far?
It was like a car, like where that light pole was. It was like a little bit in front of that light pole.
Was it a passenger car?
Chasing. What, I don't know what passenger car it is. It was kind of like.
Like your car?
Yeah.
It's not a truck.
No, it wasn't a truck.
It wasn't an SUV.
Car.
Okay.
No.
Was it a four door or two door?
A four door.
Okay. And do you know what color it was? What brand it was?
I didn't pay attention to none of that.
Okay.
I just seen the cars.
And you said it was chasing?
No, I didn't say it was chasing. What I said was when we came in, it was a car parked right there.
In front of y'all?
Yes.
Okay.
Like we on this side of the street, it was on this
side
of the street.
Was it facing y'all?
No, it was facing out.
The same direction as y'all?
Same way my car was facing, it was facing that way.
Okay. And how do you know that car in particular was the lights
no,
on?
No.
Were there people sitting in it?
Yeah, like, you could tell it was people sitting in there, but I didn't, you know, like, I didn't pay attention to it. I thought they were at the house or whatever. But it was people sitting in the car. Because it was two cars, when we was pulling up to park my car, because I had to hit a U-turn, it was two cars taking off already when I had came. Because one of the cars was in the parking spot where I usually park my car. So that's why my car was facing the way it was facing.
Okay. And you said that guy went running northbound on Avenue G.
Yeah, when I yelled babe or whatever, that's when the dude took off running.
But you didn't see him get in that car?
I didn't see him.
Okay.
And I don't know who it was.
You know, he was wearing shorts, pants, jeans?
He had on pants. It was pants.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that might stick out?
No.
Do you think he's the person that stabbed your husband?
I can't say. Like, all I know is, because I didn't even know he was stabbed. Like I said, he was hitting his chest and he was talking noise, so I didn't think that he was hurt until he fell.
How do you think he got stabbed?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Lashiria makes two important contradicting statements here. One, she saw and heard a man talking to her husband. Two, she immediately then goes on to say that Randall was instead arguing on the phone. Both of these statements could not have happened at the same time, and in either case, they make no sense. If she saw the man, she would have been able to provide a physical description at least. Alternatively, if Randall was on the phone, then that still means the only person who could have stabbed him is Lashiria, as no one else was present at the scene. For now, at least, she thinks that methods of deceit like this are working, as officers aren't probing further into her story. But what she does not know is that they have a trump card hidden up their sleeve, one that would back her into a corner completely.
Because we couldn't even, when we went out there trying to help him, we couldn't even find that one.
And we need to be completely honest. I don't care if y'all are married or anything that. Does he sell drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Does he buy drugs?
I would say. If he does, I don't know anything about
him. Does he have any bad blood with anybody that you know of?
I know last week he had called me and Jermaine and told us that some dude had called his phone talking about he don't care about him being a barber. He had his head fraternizing with his girlfriend or whatever.
So he
told us that.
What time was that?
Shoot, I don't know. Sometime, I want to say a week or two ago. I can't remember, but when you check my phone, it's in my Facebook messages and everything. Like, I was telling my friends, because he had lied. Like, he had said the dude called his phone and told him that he was going to, he had his head because he seen messages from his girlfriend where my husband was texting his girlfriend.
So a guy contacts Ray.
My husband, yes.
Approximately a week or 2 weeks ago.
Probably a week. I can't actually remember. I was at work in Childress and he was here.
And so he tells you that this guy said he had his head. What does that mean to you?
That he was going to fight him.
Okay. And that's because he had seen messages from your husband
to his girlfriend.
You know what his name is?
He said he didn't know who the dude was.
Okay. Did he say how he received those messages?
He said the dude called him.
Okay.
Yeah, he said first the dude called him and then a girl called him private. And he told Jermaine the same story. And then Jermaine called me and was like, hey, what's going on? And I said, I don't know. I said, he just called me and told me that the dude said he was going to fight him for messing with his woman or whatever. And then Jermaine was like, where is he at now? Do I need to go get him? And I said, no. When I talked to him, he said he was at his mom's house. So I guess he's all right. And we left it at that.
Okay. And you said that he had messaged you on Facebook about this?
No. I had messaged my friends.
Okay. And was this the same day that Ray had called you?
Yes. Okay. It was the same. Well, actually, like, when I was on the phone with Ray, I was texting. And I even told my mom, like, she was on the phone as well.
Sometimes it's hard for us to get Facebook messages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's still going to be on your Facebook?
Yeah, it's in my Messenger.
Would you mind logging in and showing me? Maybe we can print those out. Okay, we'll see. We'll get those in a minute. But that's the only beef that you know of?
That's the only beef that I know of.
Okay. What about his baby mama?
I don't know. They're off and on. Like, they'll go a month without nothing. But like I said, she was on the phone with him, so there was nothing there.
But he was kind of arguing with her, wasn't she? Does she have a boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
As far as, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Like I said, the number, that 243 number is a new number because I got tired of her calling me, so I changed my number. But I know for sure, I text him and told him, and then I text Aunt and told Aunt.
Okay. Who was that guy?
Aunt?
No, Demetrius.
They're both my friends.
Okay. Are you not having a good relationship with Brian?
No, we're fine. Like, we've been doing good.
Okay.
We've been doing real good.
So you don't know of anything that could have, how he could have possibly been stabbed?
Like I said, the only thing I know about is when he said that girl, that dude called, and then some girl called. Or
right. There was no problems tonight with anybody?
Okay. As far as I know, like I said, he wasn't at the bar with us. He was mingling around.
You don't know his passcode to his phone at all? Mm-hmm.
Randall having an affair with another man's wife is an important clue for detectives. If this is true, Lashiria would naturally have been jealous, which gives rise to the possibility that these feelings led to her murdering Randall. However, it is extremely suspicious that she was trying to conceal such an important piece of evidence. Coupled with the way she reacts to her husband's death, it raises several questions about just how stable their relationship was.
We both got new phones. So.
I want to express to you how important it is that we have all the information.
Right.
You are his wife, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
You know he did not make it. So I want you to know how important it is for us to know all the information that we can. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know his name. You don't know a name.
Excuse me?
He never told me a name. He never told us a name of a new word.
That was only a couple of weeks ago, right?
I don't know.
Now knowing that, can you think of anything that who would actually do something like that to him?
I don't know. Like, I don't live here with him. I don't know. I've been trying to get him to move down there with me because he's been so depressed and stuff down here. Oh no! And he bottled so much stuff in, my husband don't tell me everything.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
So, you don't know who may have shown up there?
Huh?
You don't know who would have known where he was? And then is that the address and location?
The only people I know he ain't with is my family. I don't know what he do or who he with when I'm not here. Because my husband, when I'm here, he's with me. I don't know what he do when I'm not here.
From talking to Julius, talking to Alexis, and from what you've told me, the only people that were out there at the time that he actually got stabbed is you, right? And some unknown guy.
I wasn't out there. Like I said, I didn't even see him get stabbed. Like, I didn't see the dude raise his hand up or nothing. All I seen was arguing. That's all. And then I seen them standing there. And I seen my husband hit his chest. That was it.
You don't know who that guy is?
I don't know who it is. I don't know.
And I think it's pretty important that if you do know, that you tell us.
Because
now it's a murder. Somebody taking your husband's life for what appears to be no reason, you know? And on your Facebook, it seems like you don't have a great relationship with Ray.
Oh. We were good. We've been good. My mom would tell you we've been good.
Okay.
It is likely Lashiria has just realized how badly this could end for her and therefore plans to play the distressed and innocent wife whose husband was unjustly taken away from her.
Are you seeing somebody else? Are you...
No, like, he got his... We had like an open marriage type thing. He was doing his thing, I was doing mine.
So it was okay for you him to sleep with somebody
else?
Yes, now.
Like after...
Who's are you talking to Demetrius?
No, that's just my
friend.
Who
are you talking to now, like while married to Ray?
This is my first time cheating on him. It was one time thing with me. Been cheating.
Who were you cheating on him?
I was messing with this guy named Ant.
What's his real name?
Antoine Green.
And when's that? Where does he live at?
I don't know his address.
Does he live here in Lubbock?
Yeah.
Did you ever communicate with him about Ray?
As far as what you mean? Yeah, I told him about the dude that Ray said called his phone or whatever. But, I mean, me and him, he was in a relationship. I was in a relationship.
Do you know Antoine's phone number?
No, sir, no.
Is it on your phone?
Yes, there is.
What's it listed as?
Ant.
A-N-T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he lives here in Lubbock?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you talked to him or saw him?
I talked to him at 2 o'clock this morning.
Where were you at when you called him?
At Cujo's.
Okay. Was he there too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of car does he drive?
He doesn't have a car.
Okay. So, you know... Did you love Ray?
Yes, I love Ray.
Okay. How long have you been talking with Antoine?
Me and Antoine have been friends for years. We just had sex one time.
Okay.
It wasn't nothing like... It was just one time.
Well, you and Ray were open about y'all's relationship and y'all's marriage, that
like
it was okay for him to go and sleep with these other people. It was okay for you to do your thing. And what was the median like? When you're in town, you come to see me and you're going to sleep with me?
No, when I come to town, it was for my husband.
Okay.
Period.
Is there anything of importance that we should know to assist us in solving your husband's murder?
Y'all probably know more than me. If y'all can get in his phone. I don't know. I don't know the females he talked to. I don't know nothing. I know what he tell me, and that wasn't very much.
What did the females tell you?
Man, it was his baby mama. I mean, they haven't talked to me in a while because I changed my number. But it was times I would come, and they would go through his phone, and they would call me, and all this stuff, because they want me to know that they're sleeping with him, and so on and so forth. That's why I changed my number. And I told him, if you gonna do this, stop getting sloppy drunk to where they call my phone. It doesn't make any sense. And after I changed my number, and no one's called me. It's been good.
Okay. Are you going back to Paducah after this?
I'm going to see my husband.
Okay. I'm sure that the medical examiner is going to have to investigate the cause of death. So, but you and his family will have to make those arrangements, okay? What was he on probation for?
Okay.
Has he ever been arrested for anything else?
Okay.
Oh
God.
How old is Antoine?
I don't know, 30. Where does he
stay in Lubbock?
I guess he
lives. Huh?
He lives in Lubbock.
Do you know where I at?
I don't know, like, this address or nothing. I just know how to get there.
Okay.
Lashiria's revelation of another red flag in her toxic, unstable relationship with Randall strengthens the theory that jealousy and infidelity played a role in her decision to end his life, though the exact motive remains unclear.
Oh, sure, sorry, it took so long. I'm going to try to clear up some things with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many people were outside when you heard the arguing? And where was Ray standing at?
He was by my car.
Okay. Some people are saying that there was two people in the driveway arguing behind the truck.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Do you know anybody that has dreadlocks?
Mm-mm. No, I don't.
You know what kind of hair Antoine has?
He had a baby.
Okay. Julius inside the house when he was arguing, when all the arguing, and all the time Julius went outside was when.
When I went in the house and told him that he was, he was in the house, he didn't. Because when I went to the door and we heard the yelling, Julius was like, they gonna wake up the neighbors. And I was like, and that's why I thought he was on the phone. Then I went out there, that's when I see somebody, but I didn't see them by the truck at that time.
Do you know Reagan Tentrell?
Yes.
Who was that?
He was in the house sleep.
And who's Byron Hastings?
That's my cousin. He was in the house sleep too.
Okay. What do they look like?
They don't have dreads. They got fades.
Okay.
Neither one of them got hair.
None of them woke up?
No, they stay asleep.
The entire time that everybody was freaking out, ambulance was coming and all that?
I don't, like, I stayed outside after Bane got up there. But as far as I know, when I went in the house, they were still asleep.
Okay. Then I need you to do your little unlock code so we can download your phone. Do you want to go over there and do that?
That's
real quick?
Fine.
Okay. Let me stop this interview real quick. All right. Just keep in mind that it is a sworn statement for a murder investigation. Okay. It's against the law to lie to the police in a sworn statement. It's considered perjury. Okay. Do you know what that means? Is there anything else that you would like to add before swearing to your statement or changing? Alright, so do you swear your statement everything's the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll conclude this interview at 9:19 a.m. It's August 20, 2017. Reference to 17-28053.
The exact details, motive, or nature of the crime are still unclear. Lashiria's attorney claimed this was a strong case of self-defense and that Lashiria was a victim of violence at the hands of Randall, who was severely intoxicated. To support Lashiria's claim, Randall's blood alcohol level was extremely high at the time of his death. Her attorney also had evidence of Randall being aggressive with her while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Randall's family argued it was not the case, and that he was a kind man, and that he was the one who experienced abuse in the relationship. However, the investigations were unable to prove Lashiria intended to kill Randall that night. Therefore, she was offered a plea deal, and her charge was changed from murder to aggravated assault. Lashiria's attorney accepted the plea due to the unpredictability of the jury's decision, and Lashiria was sentenced to 10 years in prison with the possibility of parole after serving half her sentence for aggravated assault. Randall's family was unsatisfied with the outcome, claiming Lashiria deserved to serve more time. However, there was nothing more they could do.